Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee. And join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Have you company this Wednesday afternoon. It is hump day, and by crikey, Mother Nature is still a wee bit menopausal, isn't she? Especially if you are here in New Zealand. But anyway, we're back. We've been AWOL and it has been chaotic. So for all of us, hey, it's time to take 25, pour yourself a cuppa, put your feet up and join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Irene, listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM.
Tonight's gonna be a good night. I feel it. That's kick it off.
Fill up my cup, mazel tov. Look at her dancing, just take it off. Let's paint the town, we'll shut it down. Let's burn the roof,
and then we'll do it again.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. And do it, and do it,
let's live it up.
And do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. Cause I got a feeling, ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling, tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night.
Hey,
let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey,
let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like on my car.
Like on my car.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's kick it off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Look at it dancing.
Move it, move
it. Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. And do it. And do it. Let's live it up. And do it. And do it. And do it. Do it. Do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Here we come. Here we go. We gotta rock. 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 Easy come. Easy go. Now we on top. 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 Feel the shot. Body rock. Rockin' don't stop. 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 Round and round. Up and down. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Saturday to Sunday. Keep with us. You know what we say, say. Party every day, party every day. And I'm feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
Hey, I just love that song, don't you? Hey, that's taken us a wee bit back down to the Beatles, Come Together. And maybe that's what we all have to do in times of little kind of adversity and stuff. Well, AWOL, I'm back. Irene is still AWOL. So I thought today what I might do is just share a story with you, actually, that I heard in a meeting on Tuesday. And the story was read out by a lady called Becky Duncan, who is an amazing lady. And she was just giving us a little piece to get us to think, actually, just about where we are in life at the moment. I'm going to share the story that she read. And it's about a woodcutter of all people. And so the story is called Sharpen Your Axe, the story of a woodcutter. Once upon a time, a very strong woodcutter asked for a job in a timber merchant, and he got it. The pay was really good, and so was the work conditions. For those reasons, the woodcutter was determined to do his best. His boss gave him an axe and showed him the area where he was supposed to work. The first day, the woodcutter brought 18 trees down. "Congratulations," said the boss. "Go on that way. Great stuff." Very motivated by the boss's words, the woodcutter tried harder the next day, but he could only bring down 15 trees. The third day, he tried even harder, but he could only bring down 10 trees. Day after day, he was bringing less and less trees. "I must be losing my strength," the woodcutter thought. He went to the boss and apologized, saying that he could not understand what was going on. "When was the last time you sharpened your axe?" the boss asked. "Sharpen? I had no time to sharpen my axe. I've been very busy to cut down trees." So let's just reflect on that. Sometimes we do get too busy, don't we? And we just have to stop. And, you know, our lives are like that. We don't take time to maybe sharpen the axe, if you like. And in today's world, it does. It seems that everybody's busier and busier than ever and doesn't have the time, but less happy than ever as well. You know, we're all busy scrambling. And do we take that time? Do we take that moment, I suppose? So we have to stop and ask ourselves, why is that? You know, and when I think about that here in New Zealand, we're about to go into winter. So that also has an impact. And I know everywhere around the world when it is winter, it does have an impact on everybody's psyche. And, you know, if we're busy scrambling and trying to do everything and, you know, we hear lots of stuff and around the world again, the cost of living and everybody's, you know, just scrambling and trying to move. And when do we stop? When do we just stop and think, actually, how can we do things better? You know, have we forgotten to stay sharp? I suppose, you know, we could, if we use that metaphor. I mean, absolutely, there's nothing wrong with lots of activity and hard work, but maybe we shouldn't get so busy that we actually neglect the truly important things in our life, you know, like our personal life, like taking time to get close to, you know, to those that we love and to be able to catch up with friends and just that little bit more time maybe for family. Even that time just to sit and read a book and just be, you know, not having that expectation of running about and, you know, trying to be everything to everyone. So maybe we just all need a little bit of time to relax, learn and grow. Because if we don't take that time to sharpen our axe, we're going to become dull and we are going to lose our effectiveness. So think about that time. And, you know, maybe we say, well, we haven't got time to do that. Actually, we have choice, though. And that choice is to block out some time. And it might just be block out that time to have a cup of coffee with a friend, someone that you haven't caught up with for ages. But if we keep going the same way that we're going, we're just going to burn out. And that's not going to help anybody either. So, you know, maybe think about these things. Maybe take care of your body and eat right. So think about what you're eating and just getting some exercise to go with that. Might just be walking up the stairs instead of taking the elevator. Little simple things, you know, that we can do. And getting some really good sleep. So turning those devices off so that we do get some real good sleep. You know, so thinking about that. So taking care of your body by eating right, by exercising, by sleeping. And even if we just did one little change each day, that maybe that would make such a difference. So finding that balance, I think that balance, you know, when we find that balance, we feel amazing. Maybe we kind of stop looking inwards and think about, is there a way we can help others that maybe are worse off with us? And these are little things again. You know, this is not about helping, you know, when we say helping others, this is not about giving money to others. Maybe it's just giving someone a lift. I don't know. It could be cleaning out your drawers and giving the clothes that you don't wear anymore away. But maybe just think, is there any meaningful way that you might help others? How much time do you spend with family and friends? Do we have to find time to do that? Can we all sit down, you know, around a meal and just eat together and be together? Again, those busy lives, everybody's everywhere and, you know, we're snatching food on the run or, you know, we're not sitting down maybe as a family down for a meal together. And I think, you know, if I think back actually, growing up, that was one thing that we always did. We would always sit down together. Whatever we were doing, we all stopped and sat down together and have a meal. And it was It was just a time to catch up with everybody, actually, and be together. So maybe that one little change that, yeah, you say, hey, we're all going to sit down together and have dinner together or whatever it is, a cup of tea together. Just try and find that one time where you can all be together and just check in on each other and see how everybody's actually going. It's easy actually to lose track of that, isn't it, when we don't sit down together. And maybe learn in lots of different ways and at places, not just at school, you know, with the kids. When you take them out to a playground or when you take them out anywhere, it might just be on a road trip, it might be down to the beach, we're forever learning. So not just kind of going there and not being present, you know, like just going there with your cup of coffee and walking along the beach, but just looking and seeing. And you know, if you've got the kids with you, you're picking up shells and things and discussing. Everywhere we go, there's learning, isn't there? So maybe not think of that just as a thing that we did at school or that our children now are doing at school, but every opportunity we get, you know, we're learning, whether it's it'll be some type of life skills, you know, that we are learning. So think about how you might kind of sharpen your axe. What are the little things that you're going to do so that you don't get dull and that you can't bring in what you need for both yourself and those loved ones around you? So I'd love to hear how you think you would sharpen your axe. Why don't you chuck your thoughts on that up on our Facebook page? Because you can't keep going the way you're going because you burn out. So take a moment, think about how you're going to look after yourself and those people that you care for, and how you're going to keep your axe sharp so that you don't get dull yourself. Hey, look forward to your comments up there. I think, you know, whew, that was a little bit heavy, wasn't it? So let's just chill out for the rest of the time and put on a bit of music. I think we'll probably start with the Rolling Stones. I can't get no satisfaction, but we can get satisfaction if we just stop and think how we're going to sharpen our axe. So sit back and just let yourself go and we'll just listen to a bit of music. We'll see you the same time, same place next week.
Tonight I'm going to have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
Brought to you by Deliquo Communication, deliquo.co.nz.